A study found that of millennial men and women who work in an organization with a woman in a senior role, only about 20% want to emulate her career. This unappealing stereotype is particularly unfortunate since most women have no choice but to remain in the workforce. About 41% of mothers are primary breadwinners and earn the majority of their family's earnings. Another 23% of mothers are co-breadwinners, contributing at least a quarter of the family's earnings. The number of women supporting families on their own is increasing quickly. Between 1973 and 2006, the proportion of families headed by a single mother grew from 1 in 10 to 1 in 5. These numbers are dramatically higher in Hispanic and African American families. 27% of Latino children and 52% of African American children are being raised by a single mother. Our country lags considerably behind others in efforts to help parents take care of their children and stay in the workforce. Of all the industrialized nations in the world, the United States is the only one without a paid maternity leave policy. As Ellen Bravo, director of the Family Values at Work Consortium, observed, most women are not thinking about having it all. They're worried about losing it all. Their jobs, their children's health, their family's financial stability, because of the regular conflicts that arise between being a good employee and a responsible parent.